We Live in Waiting Rooms by Patrick Aldis. When we came into this world with bulbous skulls that squinted, rapid pulse, contemplating all that was vast and terrible and cramped rooms that were, for several hours, the known universe, we waved our arms in petulant indignance, unwilling to accept a cruel new reality that had kicked down the doors of fetal perception, voidous pre-life, subverted by sordid pre-death. For several years more, we sat bewildered, willing to dig anything that pandered to raw feeling, our shrinking heads growing portly with delusions about the way it is. As harmless investigations evolved into bitter distractions, we rejected our vain cultures and sat smoking cheap cigarettes while pretending to know what we only understood, desperately trying to waste time and stave off the inevitable boredom that would come to define a generation that was raised by crooning televisions and came of age nestled in internet narcissism. Illusions dissipated as our broken psyches were impregnated with the hope that our indifference would attract God or whatever monster governed fate, as if we could hold our own lives for ransom in exchange for direction, immutable. But sterile patience yielded nothing in particular, and like so many crazed Persephones, we kicked cans around in the underworld of America, waiting for spring, lacking grace, death-obsessed, drug-addled and bored out of mind, simultaneously too young and too old, hell-bent on the hackneyed assumption that our destruction can serve as a path to creation. And when finally the finale manifests as a culmination of our vices matching the speed of our lives, there will be nothing left to do but hike our knees up under scabbed chins and laugh hysterical at the subtle comedy of it all.